This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
What did you think of Tuesday's English language leaders debate? Six leaders, five journalist moderators, who, as Global's Donna Friesen said, were nothing more than timekeepers due to the format. So what did you think of the debate as an exercise in helping us get a better understanding of the issues and a sense of the different leaders in a debate format, which, by the way, I still say has a minor impact on whether they can run an effective government? The vast majority of people, though, who watched, including the media commentary, seemed to think it was brutal. I say no kidding, Sherlock, but what I want to bring to your attention is that the government was in charge of every aspect. The federal government appointed a debate commission, chose the people on it, they decided the rules, format, and moderators. They decided that the Bloc would be represented, despite the fact that the Bloc itself says it's only interested in Quebec, and they're not running candidates in other parts of the country. But more importantly, and strangely, the debate commission decided that sound bites are what Canadians are lacking in the election, and hence limited responses to 40 seconds. I mean, there's lots more to pick apart, but my point is that this is government in action, and it represents the solution of the majority of our leaders for our most pressing problems, i.e. more unelected bureaucrats making decisions with absolutely no accountability. Same formula that's been tried in the European Union for over 20 years, and like the debate commission, it hasn't worked. What's interesting, though, is that a majority of Canadians seem to sense that. In an Ipsos Global poll done in September, a majority, 52%, agree that Canada is broken, and only 19% disagree. I mean, we can all do the math. 2.5 times more Canadians think the country is broken than not. Same attitude is being seen throughout the Western democracies. The rise of cynicism, lack of trust in government, which in turn translates into the rise of what the mainstream media calls populism, but I think it's more accurately described as anti-establishment. I mean, looking at the bigger picture, though, here's the key question. Leaving aside your personal political preference, what result in the federal election do you think is going to produce the biggest rise in cynicism about the system? That's the key going forward. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.